in the name of Jesus.
Yes, you can.
1-800-399-7353. Jesus' name, I'm praying for it. 1-800-399-7353.
Oh,
this is my daily blessing.
When I thought I would make it,
you can call me
but
for
God
the next 1 hour. All day
and
long.
Help me and my family.
The number you called and told free.
I stood on
1-800-399-7353.
It helped me to hold on.
I'm gonna let God's blessing ring for you. I bet you that.
If I hadn't held on to Jesus' hand,
1-800-399-7353. And Jesus' name. 1-800-399-7353.
You can make it through.
I want to hear from three more. I want to hear from three more people that need to hit tonight. And
don't
hit
give
me.
Up now.
Don't you don't want to get that free.
I believe
if you want to get
you
that free,
you can make it through.
I never need triple that to try to come through me today. The number once again is 1-800-399-7353. I see the clock on the wall. It's time for you to leave.
You can make it through.
God
yes,
keep you
can.
In my prayer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love you with the love of the good Lord.
You can make it. You can make it through.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all. You might not see it, but just believe it. With faith, you can conquer anything. I said you might not see it, but just believe it, and with faith, you can conquer. Oh, if you really believe that, you'd be shouting about now. Tell somebody, I might not see it in the flesh. That means it's qualified for me to see it in faith. Because if I see it in the flesh, I don't need no faith. I wish I had a helper here. But with faith, I can accomplish anything. Are there any accomplishers here? You already speaking it. You already believing it. I just want to talk to somebody that's going through. I'm not the ones who are going to. I just want to talk about the ones who are going through right now. Because see, when you're going through, you forget sometime you're going to. Because there's so much stuff that you're dealing with that you forget every now and then that the prize is worth all of the pain. You might not see it. Just believe it. And with faith, you can conquer. I ain't put no limitations on it because God didn't put no limit. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Tell your neighbor he's talking about me. Tell your other neighbor he's talking about me. Now talk to yourself and say, self, he's talking about us. Yeah, give God some glory in the house. Hallelujah. Y'all be seated. I'm not going to preach this morning. I just want to minister a little bit. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. God is awesome. Yeah. Oh, Lord. That sounds like victory music. That sounds like celebration music. That sounds like breakthrough music. Come on, somebody, give him praise. Even in advance, set yourself up for the victory. Set yourself up for the delivery. Give him praise in advance. If it ain't here now, you know it's on the way. That thing's gonna happen like he said. Glory. 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 Yeah, yeah. Somebody done got some shackles released off their ankles so they can dance, walk, run, move. Somebody has had shackles released off their hands so they can raise them in praise to God. If you don't feel all right in your flesh, that's all right to feel all right in your spirit. Come on. Hey. Oh. When you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, clap. Just let him have his way. The old folk used to say, let Jesus fix it for you. For you. He knows just what to do. Yes, he does. Thank you, Jesus. And whenever you pray, let him have his way, and he will fix it for you. That's all we're trying to tell somebody here today. Let Jesus fix it for you. Come on. Let Jesus fix it for you, he knows just what to do, yes, he does. And whenever you pray, let him have his way, and he will fix it. And then they would say, a charge to keep our hair. I wish I had somebody who knew that. Now, come on. Oh, Lord, I have a God to glorify. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. In soul to save, and fit it for the sky. Let Jesus fix it for you. Come on. Oh yeah. Let Jesus fix. Thank you, Jesus. He knows. Let him have his way. Come on, give him some praise. I know that was old school. Some of y'all just lost y'all because they ain't have no big beat. It's good to go back sometime and take those old songs that just encouraged you in the faith and just made sense. Amen. Now, you know that was an old song. I don't know if you know this, Chad. That might be for your time. It goes a little something like that. I'll see if you can catch that. Jesus is all, bum, 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 my all and all, bum, 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 bum. I believe he will hear me when I call, walking by his side, that's right, satisfied. Cause Jesus is all, my all, my all in all. Yeah, Jesus is all, Jesus is all, my all in all. I believe he will hear me, hear me when I call, walking by his side, satisfied, cause Jesus is all, my all, my all and all. Listen, here's a verse now, listen. Now when I went out seeking the Lord, I stepped down on this holy word. The reason I know he's in my soul. Hey, dug down deep, my God, he found pure gold. My all and all, and I Hear me when I call. Yeah, walking by your side. Jesus is all. Jesus is all. Jesus is all. Jesus is all.
Jesus is all.
Anybody know he's all?
Jesus is all.
I want to say thank you. Jesus is all. I want to say thank you. Everybody know Jesus is all.
Jesus is all.
He's the first.
Jesus is all.
And Jesus is the last.
Jesus is all.
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 Jesus is all. Jesus is all, my all, my all and all. Amen. Y'all did good on that, didn't know it. That's all. Praise the Lord. God, sit down just for a minute. Let me just. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, what know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. You are not your own. Notice what this word says again. Know ye not that your body is. Now again, he's referring to believers, talking about born again people of God. The word what suggests that this is a word denoting surprise, like you don't know this? The way that you're acting, the way that you're living, the way that you're treating your body, you don't know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? And listen at this, because what's important is the word says, which is in you. Which is in you. But notice something else that's important. Which ye have of God. Now God is expecting you to make sure that your body, which is the temple of the Holy Ghost, is worthy, a vessel worthy of housing the Holy Ghost in your person. It's talking about holiness, and it's also talking about healthiness. And a lot of us focus on the holiness, but we miss the healthiness part. Healthiness is just as much a part of God as holiness is. As a matter of fact, if you'll note the ministry of Jesus, Jesus did more in the arena of healing in his earthly ministry because of so many unhealthy folk. Jesus didn't like sickness. Sickness was the byproduct of sin. Sin was the byproduct of the enemy's attack on man, and thus it would play itself out in death. So Jesus wanted to take sin from man. If he took sin away from man, then sickness was a byproduct of sin, which meant that sickness did not have the right to invade and live in the body, which meant we then had the right to go to God in prayer and to procure healing from God, to secure healing from God, because it was a right of the believer. And so understanding this, it's important for you to realize how God wants us to take care of the body. Now, eating right, exercising, giving your body proper rest are all necessary components to being and providing and developing and maintaining a healthy temple. These are this body is a living work. A living work. It is a living sacrifice. Living sacrifice. Most sacrifices are dead. That's one of the reasons why in the renewing of our mind, Paul admonished believers to understand, listen, a dead sacrifice is a one-time sacrifice. But a living sacrifice is a continual sacrifice.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to be of any real service to God, you know, you could have made one sacrifice and died and that would have been it. But that wouldn't have really served the purpose of God to reach mankind, to save mankind, to educate mankind, to edify mankind. So that meant then that we had to live in these bodies and make them a reasonable service to the Lord by becoming a living sacrifice. When you begin to think about what God has done, okay, number one, he's paid for this body. He's paid for the soul or spirit that lives within this body. Through the life of his only begotten beloved son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life, shed his blood, paid the penalty price for your life. Now that means your life, when bought by through Jesus Christ, is not your own. If it's not your own, you can't do with it what you please. If it's not your own, then that means you need to check your owner's manual about proper operation and caretaking. See, the problem is we want to operate without the owner's manual. You operating in the flesh when now you have a new owner's manual. And it is so that you can operate according to the desires of the one. Listen to this. The owner of the body manufactured the body. And who knows better about every single part of the body and its function to the body and how and what it needs so that it will properly do what it has been designed to do. And listen to this. When it all comes down to it, it is designed to give God glory and praise.
Amen.
So it's difficult, and one of the things the enemy knows is if he can break down your body, if he can break down this temple, if he can mar it, scar it, bar it from doing what it's designed to do, one of the things that God expects from us is praise and worship in this temple.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't talking about this church body or this building. I'm talking about in this body, in this temple.
Yeah.
In this, matter of fact, you ought to have church before you come to church. This church ought to be portable. You ought to be able to take this church to work. Take this church to the mall. You ought to be able to take this church wherever you go, because wherever you go, you are in this temple. So they ought to always see the Lord in you because you're in church all the time. They talking about you being here in this church. Man, you always in church. Well, if they really saw the real you, they truly say you were always in church. Because this body isn't yours. It belongs to God. He has an owner's manual. He tells you how to take care of it. He makes it clear what you need. 6th chapter of Matthew, Jesus goes through a whole lot of things that concern this body. One of the things also that I want you to note is in that 28th chapter of Matthew, closing out, and in that closing verses of the 28th chapter, when Jesus was talking about go ye into all the world and, you know, baptizing them, etc., etc., he got down to the last part of that. He says, teaching them to observe all things. All things. Now that means you can't be so holy that you forget that you are in a physical body also that requires some physical things. Some natural things. Listen, spiritual food is for your spiritual man. I dare you to be so spiritual that you say, I'm not going to eat or drink anything else in this physical body. It's going to all be done in the spirit, and see how long the physical man lasts. See, you have got to nourish the physical, the natural, the body, this temple, with the natural, nutritious things that it needs. Here's something that might wake you up. Some of the reasons why some of us get the diseases that we get is because we don't eat right.
Amen.
If we ate what we should eat, if we ate what was in the Bible prescribed for the original design of man, then we would discover our diet would drastically be different from what it is. Listen, we were not originally designed to be meat eaters. What? No pork chop, no chicken, no steak, no none of what? What? That sounds like Paul right there. What? No. We listen at this. We lived off of plant life, seed life. We lived off of things that had seed life in it, which produced more life. We lived off of things that would energize and feed the inner parts of us, again, that God knew that was healthy, that grew from the earth, that we, again, share in. Those were things that we, fruits, vegetables, nuts, berries, all of these kinds of things were originally the design of the body. Listen, whatever you needed, you could plant, pick from a plant, eat it and so forth, and be healed. Herbs, etc. Everything the body need was designed to be dealt with from the earth and from herbal life, fruit life, plant life, etc. Now if we eat a salad, it's almost a miracle. We don't like that. Listen, you notice I noticed about some of that stuff? If you eat that, you eat just enough to keep you going. You don't sit out there picking out, I'm gonna sit out and eat a big old bowl of salad, this big. No, you usually eat enough, that's sufficient, get you going. Energize you, move you, et cetera. Eat all the right. But all of the other bad stuff, man, we just sit there and eat that till we fall out. Take a break. I think, one of the greatest disciplines of that really show that you realize this ain't your body and you fuel it with the right source, et cetera, et cetera. I promise you that if you eat right, you'll lose weight because you ain't gonna like a lot of the stuff you gotta eat. But the test of it is to go into a good buffet, good restaurant that serves a good buffet, and have an array of all kinds of everything else, and you select the right things, and then you eat, and you get up and go. Not you eat.